Hello and welcome to the Intentional Manifestation Podcast, where we talk about all of the things that help us to manifest an aligned life that's beyond our wildest dream. My name is Megan, and I'm your host for this podcast. I use neuroscience, epigenetics, somatics, energetics, and holistic nutrition to help my clients completely shift their perspective so they can transform their life. To align your life with your dreams, check out my self-paced coaching program that also gives one-on-one coaching support for just $47 per month. Cancel anytime. You can find the link in the description.
Hey, podcast fam, are you ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams? Then listen up, because I've got a secret weapon to share with you. Happy juice. Happy juice isn't just any drink. It's a cortisol-lowering, mood-boosting elixir that supports your microbiome and enhances your gut-brain connection. And let me tell you, it's a total game changer. With clinically proven results, like a 60% decrease in irritability, 55% decrease in anxiousness, and a whopping 211% increase in positive mood, Happy Juice is the key to unlocking your full potential. Plus, you can score a $10 off discount using the link in the show notes. So why wait? Click the link, grab your Happy Juice, and start manifesting your best life today. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Hello, hello, welcome. I am so happy that you're here. And today I have a little bit of a tough love episode. Because if you are here, I see you. I know that you have this change that you want to see within yourself. And I know that you're working towards a big goal, but that you also probably feel a bit stuck. Because the truth is, if you were consistently hitting your goals, you wouldn't be looking at outside sources for help. And I know this, and I say this because I've been there, I still go there, I've been there in the past, and I will go there again. I will get to a point in my own journey where I start looking at other coaches' teachings. And, you know, earlier this year, I decided enough. I'm going to stop buying programs that teach me somebody else's method of doing things, and I'm just going to show up. If you are somebody who listens to the podcast, this is like a reoccurring theme that I keep telling my guests, but it's that I kept seeing and hearing and feeling the messages of just live your life, just post about your life, like show up doing what you're doing. You don't have to have this specific strategy. Like, everybody teaches you need this clear strategy, you need this, you need that. And I've taken enough programs and spent enough money on different online marketing programs and coaching programs that I have all the answers already. Okay. And you have the answers too. And I'm so glad that you're here listening, because I genuinely want to help you through this. And I'm not saying that you should stop looking for outside help, because we sometimes need that sign. And sometimes we either don't trust our own intuition, or we're not sure how to listen, or maybe we're hearing messages, but it just doesn't feel right. Or maybe, and probably the most likely, is that you're hearing the messages, you're seeing the sign, and you either aren't really sure what they mean, like they're just not clear enough for you to put into action, or you're letting your ego talk you out of actually taking action. And that's the biggest thing and the most important part, because the reason we're not achieving our goals, and I say we collectively, is because something is holding us back. There's a limiting belief or an experience from our past that we need to face it head on and deal with it. We need to shine light on that shadow part of ourselves. And so whether this is like an inner child thing, whether it's a past trauma, if you grew up in a household that maybe wasn't the safest environment physically or emotionally, you know, our capital T traumas, maybe it was a lowercase t trauma and you had some experiences with bullying at school or friends, like what I've talked about before, friends who would show up one day as your best friend and you were part of the group, and then the next week you were the outcast. And that kind of experience, you know, makes you feel like you're not really lovable and you're not really worthy. And these are things that you consciously think. You don't grow up thinking like, oh, I had this experience with my friend and so therefore I'm not worthy and I should just not do anything. Like, most of us don't go to that directly. It's our subconscious beliefs and patterns and our filters and this model of reality that we have, which stops us from taking action. And you might even be sitting here listening, thinking like, no, that's not me. I take action. But do you? Like, do you really take action? Or do you just think about taking action? Do you put a plan into place and therefore you think you're taking action by creating the plan, but you're not actually completing the action steps? Like, maybe you say, oh, I'm going to start this business. And so you start an Instagram account and you're like, I'm going to post on here. I'm going to show up. I'm going to show my face. And I'm even going to do some lives. And so maybe you do one live and nobody watches. And then the next time you go to do a live, you say, well, what's the point? Nobody even watched last time. I was talking to nobody. Nobody's going to go back and watch the replay. What's the point of even doing lives? And so are you taking action or are you talking yourself out of it? Because anything takes momentum. It's not time. Things don't take time. They take momentum. You don't go from zero to nothing. You build momentum. And that momentum can happen very quickly. You know, if you think of a little snowball on the top of a hill, and you look at the sizing of the hills, right? Like if one hill is super, super steep and the other hill is not so steep, if you put a snowball in the not so steep hill and you roll it down, it's going to take a little longer to gain momentum. But if you take a snowball and it's a very steep like mountain hill, it is not going to take long at all for that snowball to become a giant ball, right? And that's the momentum. And so it's not a time thing. It's how much momentum we're going to build. And so if you look at these like mountains or hills and the action that you're taking, and I'm talking like real action, like showing up and doing the things and not just making the plans. And I want to be very clear about that because I really do think that's where a lot of people get stuck. We think we're taking action because we put together this beautiful, brilliant plan and we spent like 4 days to a week creating it. And okay, we're ready to follow the plan. But then something happens and it kind of gets in the way. Or maybe we do one or two things and it feels like we're doing good. And then we just kind of fall off of that wagon. And then all that time and all that work we put into creating the plan is really just wasted because we're not actually showing up to do the things we said we were going to do. So getting back into this mountain analogy, the more action you take, the more visible you become. The more you show up and you do the damn things, the more Instagram lives you do, the more reels you post, the more podcast episodes you do, the more emails you write, the more you're putting yourself out there in front of people, the steeper your mountain is going to be. And when you push that snowball down, the faster the momentum builds. And nobody says you have to do it like that. You can take less action. You can take not so much action. You know, I'm a busy mom too. If you are somebody who's at home and you're like, well, maybe I just want to kind of start towards this goal, that's cool. But you still have to take action, right? You know, maybe you join an MLM company. Maybe you're like, I'm going to start selling this thing that I'm already using and make a little bit of extra money. Cool. Amazing. So you sign up, you took the first step, which is really nerve-wracking for a lot of people because there's so many limiting beliefs around MLM and what they actually are versus what they are not. And so people who join programs often feel a lot of shame and guilt and fear telling people that they're selling this product and showing up. And that's a whole thing. So just signing up is like an amazing step. But if you never tell anybody that you're actually selling the thing, or you don't tell people multiple times, then how do you expect anybody to ever buy from you? And then you're going to get disappointed. I'm just going to go into a cycle, and you're not going to tell people, and you're not going to show up. So you can start small. You can post about it, you know, every day. Just post a picture of you and your product that you purchased. You know, I sell Monate hair stuff. And all I do literally is show my transformation from when I started to where my hair is now. And it's so amazing that people are like, I need that product. Like, I want my hair to look like that. Like, I see your before pictures and it was really brutal. Like, my hair was awful. And it's grown like 12 inches in a year-ish. And so it's just so much healthier. Beside the point, I show people, I just show my transformation. And people are like, yeah, I need that too. They resonate with that. They're like, they were like me, where I was at the point where I've tried every single salon brand shampoo. I've tried all the stuff from Sephora. And nothing is working for my hair. I feel like I just will always have bad hair. I'm not that person who is going to have like this amazing hair. And I was at the point where I was like, okay, I've heard all these like awful things about Monate, but I'm just going to try it because I'm seeing other people's transformations on reels. And it was like all over my feed. And I'm just going to give it a shot. And I definitely don't regret that decision at all. And so my point is not to tell you about MLM products, but to say that the more action you take in whatever it is that you are doing, whatever your goal is, maybe your goal is not business related at all. Maybe you want to become a healthier version of yourself, or you want to lose some weight, or you want to save some money. If you don't take the steps to start putting money away, paying off debt, getting some exercise in, even if it's just walking every day, to, you know, maybe giving up your Diet Coke, drinking some happy juice, like whatever it is for you, every step counts. Okay. When we're building momentum, we're working toward a goal. And so we don't have to think, how do I get to the top of this mountain? Like, how do I create the peak? We're thinking every step creates momentum. Every action that I take puts me closer to my goal. And the more action that I take, the bigger this, the steeper the mountain I'm building, and the more momentum that is coming. However, we often lack taking action. And that's because, like I said, we start to hear these little messages in our mind that say, what you're doing isn't going to make a difference. It's just one tiny little thing. If you do it, it doesn't really make a difference. And if you don't do it, it doesn't really make a difference. So why even bother putting energy towards something that's not going to make a difference? You know, using the MLM example, okay, great, you signed up, but people are going to judge you. People are going to think that you are either out there to scam other people, or you're naive and being taken advantage of. You know, don't even bother. It's probably a mistake that you even signed up in the first place. Going on one walk isn't going to make you lose weight. You might as well just skip it. It's okay if you eat that bag of chips, because you already ate a whole bunch of other stuff today that you shouldn't have. So it doesn't really matter now. Do you know what I'm talking about? Those little messages that just keep coming. They're excuses and reasons why you shouldn't keep taking action. And the reason for this, and I talk a lot about it, mostly on my Instagram and TikTok. I don't think I've really talked about it here on the podcast too much. Talk about it with guests, but it's our model of reality, right? It's our comfort zone. So the way that we see the world is based on our past experiences and beliefs and traumas. And so when we get information, we process it, and it goes through our filters, and those filters are our past experiences and our beliefs and what we base information on, the things that seem normal to us, our comfort zone. And we run our information through that. And then we come out with an emotion, right? It makes us feel a certain way. And that emotion dictates our actions. And so if we're running this thought through our filters, and our filters say, Ooh, you did that in the past. Remember when it didn't work out? Ooh, remember when people laughed at you? You've tried losing weight before, but you've never been able to lose any. Those sort of thoughts from past experiences or the beliefs that you've taken on or decisions that you've made in the past. Oh, that doesn't work because I've tried it before and now I've decided that I'm not going to try again. So that makes you feel really crappy because you were kind of excited, you processed the information. Now you're like, well, shit. Actually, this is stupid. Like I feel stupid for believing I could do it. I feel scared of trying again. And so what kind of action do you think you're going to take if the feeling that you're getting is terrible? You know, you're feeling really crappy. You're getting these really uncomfortable emotions. You're not going to take actions toward your goal. You're probably going to stop. You may even step backwards away from your goal. And this is really important. This is something that everybody needs to learn and to know and to understand if you want to achieve your goals, because it's the reason why you're not achieving your goals. It's just to take action. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Please just continue to take action. Little steps build momentum. Mindset is everything, but let's face it, very few people actually have the tools to make lasting change. Enter the Highest Self Academy. We use neuroscience to dive deep into the subconscious mind, helping you to let go of the limiting beliefs holding you back and to rewire your mind for success. The best part, it's only $47 a month with the flexibility to cancel anytime, and you get a 7-day money back guarantee. Oh, and here's an exclusive offer just for our podcast listeners. Find the link in the show notes to get $10 off your membership each month. So what are you waiting for? Dive in and start your journey to a better you. And I want you to really hear me when I say you are on the verge of doing something big. I know you are. And I know that you're here listening to this podcast because you want to manifest, you want to achieve, you want something more, and that is perfectly okay. In fact, it's more than okay because I truly believe that there is this bigger purpose for all of us. We're just all waking up at different times in order to realize and understand our purpose and to then work towards it. And we really need to get over ourselves and look inside of ourselves to see what is holding us back, to be in that state of awareness and say, why am I not actually taking action? Why am I stopping right when I'm about to do this? You know, maybe it's the Instagram thing and it's for lives, you want to do lives and you're letting yourself be talked out of doing them because nobody watched last time. What is it really that is stopping you? Because it's not that nobody's listening. There is some internal feelings going on because you think nobody's listening. You know, maybe as a child, your parents kind of ignored you. Maybe they didn't really pay a lot of attention to you. And so you felt like you were always talking and trying to get people to see you, but no one ever really paid attention. Maybe it was like that with your friends. Maybe your parents only gave you attention when you did something really amazing. So you felt like you were always trying to grab their attention. And unless it was something so spectacular, they just kind of brushed you off. And so now, as you show up for these Instagram lives and nobody is listening, it feels like it's not good enough. It feels like what you did wasn't spectacular enough to grab somebody's attention. And so you don't try again. You go into those old patterns and you think, well, I'm not good enough to get attention. People just ignore me. Nobody wants to see me. Nobody does see me. I'm misunderstood. Nobody understands me. And so you're not going to try again. You're not going to show up because now you've gone into this internal filter that told you that you feel really shitty about yourself and that you're not worthy and you're not deserving. When in reality, nobody watched your live because you didn't tell people in advance that you were going to do a live and you just showed up. People didn't know what you were talking about. Maybe on your first live, you were a little bit nervous and it just didn't capture enough attention from people in your tone. But it wasn't that you weren't good enough. It wasn't that what you're talking about wasn't valuable enough. It's just that you need practice. Like, how many things in life did you need to practice to get better at? But how do you get better at it if you don't practice?
You have to keep showing up.
Maybe
nobody saw your Instagram because the algorithm sucks. I didn't show anybody that you were doing a live. Or maybe it was just a really bad time for people. Maybe they were trying to get ready for dinner or get their kids out the door. There are so many reasons for why things may not have gone the way you intended them to. And it has absolutely nothing to do with you or your internal worthiness. That I can 1,000% guarantee. Things going on in the outside world, doesn't matter what it is, has absolutely nothing to do with who you are as a person, how worthy you are, how valuable and deserving you are. And so I really want to get it across to you that you should go do the thing, that you should take action. It's so important that you put your genius out into the world because I know that you're meant for more. I know there's something bigger waiting for you, that there's people out there waiting for your genius, your specific thing that you help with, to help them, to teach them, to encourage them and inspire them and activate them into learning the thing that you teach. And only you can help those certain people. Because they resonate with your energy. They resonate with your story. But how can they find you if you don't take action? If you stop building the momentum? Build the momentum. Take the first step and then the next one and then the next one. And when you feel those limiting beliefs pop up, you have to go in and release them. You have to face them. And sure, you can do that consciously. And as I always talk about, because it is my genius and my thing, is that to release these limiting beliefs truly, we want to go to the root cause event. You know, in any sort of healing, we want to look for the root cause. And it's no different with the healing that we do in our mind. And that's also physical and emotional things that get stored as well. The root cause is often these traumatic events, right? Big T, little t. And it happens often when we are in our subconscious learning stages between the ages of 0 to 7, when we are only learning in the subconscious state. There's no conscious mind. There's no logic to process anything that we learn. So all of these experiences are taken in by our subconscious as fact. The subconscious mind does not process negative. So there is no knows. It's just, this is what you are, and this is what you should think, and this is what you need to know. But we can also pick up these traumatic events from our grandparents, from our parents, passed down generationally. And this is proven. This is not just like, oh yeah, maybe. This is proven. It shows up on brain scans. It's called epigenetics. You can Google it. And we actually pass down trauma, right? So we can see that, and we can see the cycle in a lot of different communities. And we can see how people get stereotyped, right? And that's because they are passing these limiting beliefs down into the minds of their children. And not just epigenetics, but then as they're growing up, these beliefs are reinforced, right? So they're already passing it down in their brain, and then they're reinforcing the beliefs just by the way that their parents are speaking to them, the way that they see the world, you know, the way the experiences that they're having. And so we're reinforcing beliefs already passed down through generational trauma. And to go even further back, whether you believe in this or not, they say we have trauma that's carried on through past lives. And I'll say that before I started this work, I didn't have an opinion on past lives or reincarnation. I thought, yeah, sure, whatever. Doesn't really matter to me. Like, I don't have really a thought on that. But after doing this work and experiencing a lot of my own root causes, I 100% believe in past lives. And so you can do with that what you want. You can experience it for yourself and see if that's where any of your traumas take you, your root causes. And so if you do want to experience this for yourself, if you want to know what it's like to release these beliefs at the root cause, and even to find some help in identifying what the beliefs are, then let's work together because I can help you identify the beliefs, go back to the root cause, keep the learnings that your subconscious wanted you to know. Like there's a reason that this event caused so much turbulence in you and is stopping you from doing certain things. Your subconscious has information that it wants you to know, and you're going to discover those learnings and take it with you into the future so that you can help yourself in a positive way. And so there's lots of different ways that you can work with me. And some of them are more passive, where you can work self-paced and go through pre-recorded audio and video techniques, like the ones that I've just talked about. There's also positive reprogramming techniques in there, so you can reprogram your mind to believe like the opposite of the belief that you wanted to release. And you can do it in a pace that works for you, in a place that works for you, all in your own time. And then you'll also get free coaching with that program as well. So there are call bots in there where you can choose one. Or we can work together one-on-one and do a more intensive program where we take you start to finish through creating your dream life, identifying what's holding you back, and reprogramming and releasing all of the things that no longer serve you and also will serve you. So I'm going to put the link for that over both of those services in the show notes. So if you have any questions about those services, you can check them out and then get in touch if I can answer anything for you to dive deeper into that. So before I go, I just wanted to again thank you for being here, to cheer you on and say, I see you. I know that you have big dreams and I know that you're going to accomplish them. I want you to take some time and really think about what it is that's holding you back, specifically holding you back from the things that you want to do. Take your big goal and work backwards. What are the action steps that your future self would have taken to get to where she is? And where are you now in correspondence to that? What do you need to release in order to move to the next level? And what do you need to think about, take action on? How can you behave differently? What habits do you need to create to get to that version? What habits do you need to create to take the next action step? What beliefs do you need to release, right? Maybe the very first step is I need to release the uncomfortable feeling of fear because I'm so afraid to put myself out there. You know, if you're in the program or we're working together, then I would say, well, maybe you actually have a fear of being seen. Like, who are you truly? Show up as her. Who is the version of you? Your most authentic version of yourself. And there are some really great journals in the High Self Academy to help you really identify this. But who is it? And then create the habits that that person has. And look at the beliefs that she has or doesn't have. And so when we are taking action based on our shadows, because shadows aren't a bad thing, they're just like triggers that identify where you need to go next. We're shining a light on the parts of us that aren't serving us any longer. Because at one time, that part of us probably did serve us in some way. It probably kept us safe to believe those things. But now that we're here, now that we realize our potential and we're starting to see that there's opportunities that are bigger than us, that is when we start to really become that version of ourselves. We're waking up. We know that in order to be that version of ourselves, we need to take action. And that is probably the key word of this podcast, because I've said it many, many times, but truly, whether you work at the subconscious level or you're just like, nope, I'm ready. I'm going to take action. I'm going to do it. And I'm not going to look back. All the power to you. It is easier when you work at the subconscious level because we are making changes easily, effortlessly, quickly, and within like an 8-minute period. There's no willpower. There's no motivation required. It's simply just making changes that You don't have to run through a logic filter. But if you're like, no, it's not for me, I'm fine, I'm just going to take action, that's cool too. And if you get stuck, if you're feeling like, I don't know why I'm not taking action on this thing, or I don't know why it's not working out, because maybe you took action, but it's not working the way that you thought it would. Maybe you're not getting the results you wanted to get. You can still be subconsciously blocking yourself energetically. And that is a whole other conversation for another day, because we're not getting into energetics today. But maybe it's just that you are exactly where you're supposed to be. It's just that you're getting so far ahead of yourself. So there's a lesson here and a test here right now that you need to pass and show up as. What does that next level self version of you require? And have you met that yet? You're not showing up as the required version of who you are right now to become the next version of yourself, then you're just not going to get to that next level, at least not very quickly. And so I really will leave you now, because I talked much longer than I intended to about action taking. But basically, look at your shadows, identify what is a part of you that's hiding, kind of hidden. You kind of might even feel like ashamed of or guilty of. Brings up some of those uncomfortable feelings. It could just be uncomfortable feelings that are like in your shadow. Bring them to the surface. Shine a light on them. They're not bad. They're neutral. They're just a part of you that is the darker side of you. We're going to let them go. We're going to identify why they're triggering us. Let them go. And then reprogram in the opposite. Now we're going to take action. Very simple. And so I want you to do that, because I believe in you. And I know that you can reach all of your goals. You just need to take that first step. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you're feeling a bit lost in the world of manifestation, that's okay. We've all been there. But guess what? Your breakthrough is just a click away. Introducing the Neural Energetic Manifestation Blueprint, your foolproof step-by-step roadmap to manifesting your dream. Designed for those new to manifestation or those who are feeling stuck, this blueprint is packed with neuroscience-backed strategies, journals, workbooks, and bonus tools to kickstart your journey to abundance. Don't let uncertainty hold you back. Take the first step for just $7 and start manifesting your best life today. Find the link in the show description.